following program is a feature presentation on WINT. The views and opinions presented on this program do not necessarily coincide with those of our ownership, management, or staff.
Welcome to They Sacrifice for Us. I'm Bob Fortino.
And I'm Sue Fortino.
This show is all about our veterans, their families and friends. It is also for you, the community our veterans have served and given so much of themselves to protect. We'll be talking about issues that affect our veterans, both young and old, including benefits available to veterans, assets and tools for veterans to continue their education, improve job skills, employment assistance, and more. We want to do whatever we can to make the lives of our veterans the best it can be because they sacrifice for us. Along the way, we'll answer your questions, too, so please feel free to email us those questions at theysacrificeforus@gmail.com or contact us on Facebook at They Sacrifice For Us Radio Show. In tonight's show, we'll be speaking with Frank Vaccarello, Director of Marketing with Sub-Zero Mission, and if you have any questions, you're invited to call us at 440-946-9468. That's 440-946-WINT. WINT. Thank you, Frank, for joining us this
evening. Yeah, thanks for coming on tonight.
Thank you, Bob and Sue, for having me along, and thanks for the listeners. Hopefully you'll get something out of this today.
I'm sure we will. You know, Frank, when I was doing some research before the show, I kind of looked into actually information off your website and just saw some like staggering results regarding homeless veterans. And according to the information, 1% of Americans are combat veterans, 7% of Americans are veterans, 18% of America's homeless are veterans. Why do you think that's so?
Isn't that disproportionate?
It's crazy.
And you know what? There's a lot of reasons for that. But we don't take the time to worry about all of the different reasons. Our organization doesn't to worry about all of the reasons that people are homeless. But we do know that as many different reasons as there are, there is PTSD, there is drug and alcohol addiction, there is mental illness, there is a financial destitute. A lot of times the veterans are coming home and they're not being taken care of financially as well. Sometimes it's hard to find a job, especially after what you have been through, what some of our veterans have been through. And 7% of only 1% are combat veterans, and 7%, like you said, but that's disproportionately at 25%, up to 25% veterans are homeless.
I mean, it just boggles my mind because you think these men and women served our country. You know, they were ready to make that ultimate sacrifice. But when they come home, they're homeless. They don't have the education. They don't have those things that you would think, the health care, that you would think that
they deserve those things to be given to them for everything they sacrificed to give us our freedom. And that's what's so mind-boggling, like Bob said, with all these statistics.
Right. And part of it is, and one of the things that we do try to do, and we can get to that in detail here, is we do try to hook them up with services that they don't know about.
Right.
A lot of times it is not communicated to the veterans that they do not know about some of the services that are available. And even though we've been working with this organization, Sub-Zero Mission, has been working with veterans since its inception, there are still some things we are finding out that are available. Just one of the organizations that we hooked up with just a couple of months ago. So, yeah, I think so. So to answer the question, there are tons of reasons why veterans make up such a large part of the homeless population. Like I said, our mission is to make sure that nobody freezes to death in America.
Now, are you a veteran yourself?
No, I am not. But I am probably one of the only ones involved in Sub-Zero Mission that is not a veteran. It was founded by two veterans, a couple of high school buddies from Riverside High School in Painesville Township over there. Both of them Marines. Several years later, they're sitting around the Leroy VFW, and they had come across a homeless veteran. And one of them said to the other, Del and Al are their names. Al is our CEO, and Del is our chairman of the board, our co-founders. And one said to the other, hey, you know what? I got a sleeping bag. And the other one said, you know, I got a tent. Let's bring that down there. And they did. And a couple people heard about what they did. And a few weeks later, they had a few more things to bring down. And And it just started snowballing and snowballing, and it turned into what we are doing today.
Great.
Yeah. So it's like a spark kind of sets that fire.
Yeah, it's a great story, especially when you hear Del or Al talk about it. Yeah.
Are you seeing it? Because I'm sure that you actually go out and help these homeless when in those cold weather and actually distribute the things that you do. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, you know, later in the segment. But are you seeing a lot more females that are homeless? I mean, are you seeing that population increase?
The vast majority of the homeless that we actually hand items to are on the street. We do a lot to shelters. The vast majority of who we see on the street are adult males.
Okay.
So, but we still absolutely take stuff to shelters. Now, I do believe I didn't get on the trip to them to Columbus this year, but from the pictures that I saw from Columbus, I am going to say, yes, there is probably a growing number of females who are now making it out onto the street. Because usually the women are going to get a few more services, especially when they have children. They're going to have more services available to them, which is why we don't see as many on the street.
Okay.
How do you decide where you're going to distribute the different items and the blankets that you've collected? I know you guys have built a relationship probably with the different facilities, but do you contact the different veterans organizations and say, hey, can you just tell me how I can distribute them? Or is it just from you guys being around so much that you've decided this is where, you know, we need to go and hand these items out?
4 years ago, I helped with produce a documentary. I've only been actually on the board for about not even a year yet, but about 4 years ago, I helped with a video documentary, and they had Liz was the liaison, and she went out to areas that we knew had homeless populations in the fall, so we weren't worried about snow, in the light, so we could track them and mark them and knew where the population was staying, so when it did get cold and it was dark, we could find them. Fast forward to today, because the word has started to get out, we're starting to work more with homeless organizations. I was on the bus in December, early December, and it was great. A guy, I can't remember his Tyrone, earned his blue coat. We'll talk about what the blue coat missionaries do a little bit later. But Tyrone knew where everybody was. He services them through the organization he works with. So he gets on the bus and he says, okay, we're going to drive down this road. We're going to take a left down here. We're going to go down here under this bridge. We find people, we don't find people. We service them, we move on. Sometimes we're moving a mile, sometimes we're moving a couple of blocks. Sometimes we're moving out into a field, and it'll take us an hour to completely scout, get into areas where we know where the tents are. Some homeless don't mind being on a grate in downtown Cleveland. Many homeless want to be in a tent that is hidden off in the woods somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we have to take our time to find that. So sometimes, you know, we can make 3 or 4 stops in an hour. Sometimes we're taking over an hour for a stop.
And is the area just are you just donating or handing out the items to local areas like Cleveland and Lake County, or are you moving beyond that?
Well, our main, what I like to call the main corridor, is Cleveland, Painesville, Ashtabula. Those are the three main hit cities in a very, very close area. We try to get out every Tuesday and Thursday during the winter months to those areas specifically. A lot of times usually starts with a shelter drop, especially on super cold nights, things like that. We also branch out to at least one trip to Buffalo, Erie, Akron, Youngstown, Warren, Columbus, Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I think those are the cities.
That's a pretty big area.
Yeah. And it's been going back and forth on how successful we are. And it all starts with the connection that we make in those towns. We've made a couple of very big connections in Columbus. And that's why Columbus is one of our largest trips. And there's usually a huge amount of items waiting for us, already donated. And those now, 3-4 years ago, when Sub-Zero Mission would take those trips, it was all on us. The extra gas for the bus, the hotel rooms, to feed the people who are on the bus. Now we've kind of got sponsors in those towns. They're the ones who are raising the money to keep us up for usually a couple of nights, usually Friday and Saturday night that we go down there for the longer trips like that. Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Columbus definitely are overnight trips.
We're talking with Frank Vaccarello. He is the director of marketing with Sub-Zero Mission on the new 101.5 FM. And I guess what I want to ask you too, Frank, is how do you go about making those connections? I mean, is it something that where the cities and the towns are approaching you because they know about your message, they know about your mission, and how are those connections being made?
Well, it's right now they're starting to snowball thanks to people like you who saw me at the Painesville Rotary Club a couple of months ago. Do these kind of presentations, and I did a couple before you saw me there. I've done a couple since. I've got one coming up on Friday. That's part of it, but it has been the groundwork that Dell and Al and Barb is Al's wife, by the way. The groundwork that all of those people have done for all these years helped get some notoriety. But again, because we're going back to that veteran network.
Right.
It's been that veteran network that has really, really helped establish Sub-Zero Mission, make those kind of connections, which has snowballed into doing what we've been able to do.
Now, do you just donate? I'm sorry, I keep saying the word donate, but actually, do you just drop off the items to veterans that are homeless? Or are you doing families that may not have any military?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Absolutely. About 25% of the people we serve are veterans. So just you can do the math on that. So, I mean, yes, we ask everybody. You know, we got a veteran in the group. Are you a veteran? Sometimes it's one person under a bridge, two people under a bridge. Sometimes, it's a family. Sometimes it is. We do make an annual visit to the veteran shelter, the veterans homeless shelter in Cleveland. In fact, one of the things we were really extra proud of this year was every single branch of the military was represented on the bus on that trip this year.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you see some of those success stories, those veterans or any, and the homeless that actually you may have helped at some point in time, saying, hey, you helped me, I want to pay it forward and volunteer or be a part of what you do?
Absolutely. We've had a couple of those come back and say, you helped me along the way. What can I do to help you? Absolutely, we have had a couple of those come back. It's hard to tell.
Sure.
I mean, I think the number was like anywhere between 600 and 800 people we serviced in 2016, 2017. And I'm just going to call it 2017 from now on because it was only a few weeks in 2016. It could have been up to 800 people. We just don't know. Sometimes it's 2 and 3, like I said, and sometimes it's people swarming the bus, whether it's a homeless shelter that we're servicing. Sometimes we are dropping it off. Sometimes we are planning on. Sometimes we will get a call from a shelter. Hey, we just got an influx. Can you bring us some more stuff? Every once in a while, social media has been great. The internet has been great. I have been in contact directly with homeless people. Hey, you think you can bring some things here? Hey, can you make sure that you have this with you when you drop this off here? So there is a lot of communication going on.
So when you're making these connections with your organization, do you have like kind of a game plan where you're saying, we're gonna connect with this group of individuals, we're gonna connect with this shelter, or is it kind of a two-way street where you've got these entities that are contacting you also and just kind of moving forward as far as with your mission is concerned?
I think right now we're doing a pretty good job of working with the major shelters and organizations in the cities that we are serving. Are we aware of every single one of them? Of course not. And this is the kind of thing that we're doing to get the word out that, hey, these are because we're doing the street work. I mean, not only are we the ones, it's one of the things that I talk about all the time, is not only are we the ones sitting at that Stuff the Bus event when people are walking in with a box load of jackets, but we are also the ones that have taken that box load of jackets out onto the street and handing it to the people who need it. Not a whole lot of organizations can say that.
So when you have, let's say when you have a conversation with a veteran, you find out that this homeless man or woman is a veteran, what kind of advice or what kind of, conversation do you have with them? Because I know you had mentioned that you tried. Sometimes they just don't know where they can go. They might have benefits available. They're living in the street, but they might have benefits available to them or have some options that they don't know about. How do you spread that kind of word to those veterans saying, hey, this is available. You served our country. Now it's time for us to serve you.
How about a fully laminated card that will handle well in the weather? It has all the latest services that we have. It's got the contact phone numbers and addresses, and they can get to any of these services, and we update them once a year.
Okay, good. Good, good.
When we come back, we'll continue talking with Frank Vecchiarello, Director of Marketing with Sub-Zero Mission, and we'll continue to talk about the great things that Sub-Zero has continue to do for our veterans. And we'll take your questions too at 440-946-9468. You're listening to They Sacrifice for Us on the new 101.5 FM, 1330 AM, and WINTRadio.com.
Freedom isn't free. It comes at a price which is and has been paid for by our military and their families. The flag doesn't wave because the wind blows it, but because of the last breath of every soldier who died defending it. You should thank a veteran.
We're old school. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, and we don't go along with what's popular. We choose instead to stick with what's right. We believe in quality and are committed to building mattresses that are not only comfortable, but offer support and durability as well. We only believe in new technology when it adds value as opposed to just increasing price. As a result, we still build our mattresses equally on both sides so they can be flipped and turned to provide you with a better quality sleep for a longer period of time. We still use natural cotton in our upholstery layers to provide you with natural, breathable comfort. We also still use real working modular box springs that bend and flex to help extend the life of your entire mattress set. While none of these old school practices are common today, every single one of them helps to create a better bed and therefore a better value. That's why we follow them. And that's why we're more than just a mattress store. So experience an original at the Original Mattress Factory.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Pat O'Brien Chevrolet has more trucks than any dealer in Ohio. Over 1,200 on sale, and buying is as easy as 1, 2, 3 with no small print. Save time and money. We got them. Come get them at Pat O'Brien Chevrolet.
Hi, it's Steve. Join Linda and me at 7 a.m. with Joe the Coupon Guy. MJ Corcoran, renowned parent coach and educator, talks about curbing underage drinking through his innovative program that offers tools, resources, and support for parents to engage with your kids. Keith Bernhardt from Fidelity Investments offers some tax breaks that will help you save for your retirement goals. Randy Mosher, author of Tasting Beer, introduces readers to the world of beer and provides the tools to understand and enjoy it. Plus, the News Herald's David Glazier on Integrity Radio, WINT.
Welcome back to They Sacrifice for Us. And we're joined today by Frank Vecchiarello, Director of Marketing with Sub-Zero Mission. And we're also going to take any calls that you have for us to join in the conversation. So please give us a call at 440-946-9468. That's 440-946-WINT. You know, in the beginning of the show, we had discussed some pretty staggering statistics on our veterans that are homeless. And Frank was telling us how they distribute different blankets and things to help our veterans so nobody goes cold during the winter time. But, you know, my one question is, when you go to the same places and these people call you or you're called out to that area, do you see the same people over and over? Or, you know, are you hearing that, you know what, this person was able to get a job? They followed that placard that you give them to, you know, tell them how to get that assistance?
Yeah, we do get that information every once in a while. I can tell you from my trip out this year with Tyrone, he would talk about specific people. Now, let me back up a little bit. Yes, we do see the same people maybe once a year, maybe twice a year. Maybe we'll double check on them kind of thing. Because there are, for example, there's one gentleman who's been on the streets of Cleveland for 29 years. It's I mean, that's he's
and he's a veteran, right?
I don't know that for a fact.
That's a long time to be on the streets, regardless.
So it's one of the people that I know during one of their first trips out of the year, they're going to check on him, figure out where he is. He rotates in a couple of different areas, but they're going to check on people like that pretty regularly. And what was nice to hear on that first trip out this year with Tyrone was, we got this one an apartment and he might have a job.
Awesome.
Okay. Good. We do hear that every once in a while. So we know that card, when we hand somebody that card, if some of them are going to take it serious,
sure, right,
they're going to make that next step, and hopefully they got the help to get them off the street.
But I think primarily your mission is, like you said, no one should freeze to death in the winter.
Right.
So and I think your mission is, hey, you need to take care of the physical needs of the person.
Correct.
You know, and then they have to be willing potentially to say, hey, okay, this person has helped me. What can I do to help myself to some degree? So I think, you know, that is your mission, correct?
We are very, very focused on making sure people stay warm. You know, we get a lot of, well, you could do this. Yeah, but if we did this, then this would have to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, you could do this too. Well, if we did this would have to happen. One of the very nice things, I guess, is also with working with veterans, is it's so focused and it's perfectly focused. I think this mission is perfectly focused. We don't try to do too much. And I think it shows in the effect that we seem to be having.
Good.
When you start taking your collections, is it year-round, the process? Do you collect all year-round? Or
right now, one of the things that we're very proud of is there is only one part-time seasonal employee.
Okay.
Everybody else is a volunteer.
Good.
So, you know, most everybody else has full-time jobs, or some of them are retired. So right now our main donation period is from October 1st through about December 15th. We start our deliveries about December 1st and we deliver through March 15th. Right now, we really don't have a way to collect year-round. One of the things we are absolutely working on. Now, that doesn't mean you can't do a donation drive at some point during the year. Contact us. We'll figure out a way to get it there, or have headquarters open at some point that you can bring it to us. We'll work with somebody, especially if you've got an opportunity for a large item donation. We'll figure it out. And now that we are a little bit more settled with our facility, we've got a little bit more space to store things on a longer period. That was one of the things as well. We didn't have the space to store these on a long period as well. So as we grow, some of these things are changing.
And we're here this evening with Frank Vecchiarello, Director of Marketing with Sub-Zero Mission. And, you know, one of the questions, too, I was going to ask, if I have a business or a corporation and I wanted to donate items, how would I go about that? Then would you guys come out and pick them up? Or?
Well, the first place to start is subzeromission.org. Go over to the Contact Us, and anything that you pop in there and hit submit to comes to me. And then I will make sure it goes to the right person. One of the other professional type people that Sub-Zero Mission added to their board this year was a professional event coordinator and fundraiser.
Oh, great.
And Karen is doing a fantastic job. And so that is one of the things that she has been brought on board to do, is to help leverage those opportunities that we have with businesses. We do a great job. Al's been with Progressive for 20 years, and he has done a great job. Sometimes he thinks too good of a job because people bring things to his desk all year round, but he's done a great job. I mean, you saw on our website that employees from two of the divisions through penny wars and popcorn sales donated $4,000.
Nice.
But the big part is Progressive matched.
That's
nice.
Great.
Yeah.
What are some of the items that you are in the largest need for? Is it the blankets? Do you take gently used items?
We call it our Stay Alive Five, as a matter of fact. And if you can think of the Bee Gees song, it goes hats, coats, gloves, boots, sleeping bags. Stay Alive Five. Okay. Now, I like to also add tents and new socks. We get thousands of pairs of new socks from the Socktober events that that elementary and middle school kids have been doing all over this region. We were just socked over. This October it was fantastic. So it's those five. I'll do them again. It's it's hats, coats, gloves, boots, sleeping bags.
You can't see us, but we're all dancing here in the studio, too. So, now, you had mentioned, too, that you have some new fundraisers coming up. Can you just tell us a little bit about those?
Sure, absolutely. Because we do have still need a lot of financial support, we are bringing back the bike run, which will be June 25th. It's not on the website yet. Give me until this weekend to put it up there.
All right.
And, of course, our Facebook page. And we've got a golf outing where we're getting the return of the golf outing coming back. I don't know what the date is on that. And then we should have our third annual reverse raffle that will be coming up probably October, November. That's the area we've had it the last couple of years. But right now, our biggest need is we need to retire our bus, Gemma.
Okay.
Gemma's been with us for 6 years. It's an old school bus who's done a fantastic job, but she didn't make two trips this year, this season.
Okay.
And we are doing a GoFundMe account, GoFundMe right now. So I said that Sub-Zero Mission, subzeromission.org, but anywhere on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and GoFundMe, Sub0Mission. So anywhere on our social media or anything like that, Sub0Mission, and you should find us anywhere.
So it sounds pretty easy to access any information that you might want to find out about Sub-Zero Mission. So a great organization.
Thank you.
Yes.
You do great things for people. Obviously, you're helping our veterans, but you're also helping those people that need it, that are living homeless, you know, lives, but really need some support.
We serve everybody we find. It's too bad that 25% of them are veterans.
Right, right. What a terrible position for anybody to be in.
No, but like I said, we definitely thank you for everything that you do. We appreciate it very much.
And thank you to Bob and Sue and WINT for having us here.
We appreciate it. And then I just want to ask one more quick question.
Sure.
Can you tell me if I wanted to volunteer, can I get that information also off the website?
You sure can.
Okay.
If you do that, the best thing to do is join our email list off the website. And when we have especially specific volunteer opportunities, we'll send an email out to that group of people.
Great. Well, thank you, Frank.
Well, thank you for joining us for this week's edition of They Sacrifice for Us. And thank you to our guest, Frank Vaccarello, Director of Marketing for the Sub-Zero Mission. We'll be back next week, but in the meantime, if you have any questions before our next show, please don't hesitate to email us at theysacrificeforus@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook at Sacrifice for Us Radio Show. In case you missed a part of the show or any previous shows, you can listen to them anytime, day or night. Just go on to WINTradio.com, click on Archive Programs, select the show by name and date, and simply download it to your computer or mobile device. And remember, you can also catch this and all of our shows on your smartphone or other mobile device at TuneIn.com.
Good night to our family, our American Legion family and friends. Please keep in your thoughts and prayers our military men and women, our veterans, and our first responders. God bless this great country of ours. Thanks for listening to They Sacrifice for Us on the new 101.5 FM, 1330 AM, and WINTradio.com. Good night, everybody.